the story penetrates deep into our hearts, not just over this weekend, but onwards, beyond that. And we hope that everyone here will feel able to approach any part of the mentorship system and help us to find more and more ways to facilitate you and to see yourselves as part of this wonderful spiritual family as we are all moving together and growing together in our development and love of Krishna. So I think I'll hand the microphone back to Naveen and introduce myself.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we'll take this opportunity now just to introduce this evening's session of the night. She's kindly agreed to lead us through the next 2 days. And I just wanted to mention that Sajjana Maharaj has been very generous and compassionate towards Padmasena in the past. And I remember our first trip with Maharaj in Innisfail with Jamuna Prabhu, and that was in 97. 98, something. But that was the second one. But how many of you were there on that trip with Jamuna Prabhu in Innisfail? So just a handful. And that really, for me, that just re-emphasizes the need for the mentorship system, because so many people have come and gone, and in the past we often haven't even noticed, and that's a great shame. If one of those people who were on that retreat, we took 45 people to Nishrath, were still here, then we'd have 50% more people than we have right now. But hopefully the mentorship system, which was started in 2000, it's slowly now starting to take form, and we are starting to build the right systems and kind of infrastructure with Neelamani Sushirani leading the girl side of things, and Bhutapagra involved in the boys side, and Vrindavan Bihari organizing everything. It's starting to take some form, and so Maharaj, with these next 2 days, everyone's really been looking forward to this opportunity to be with you again, and if you could just address them for the first time, and then I'll make a few announcements after that before the session. Thank you very much, Raj.
Hare Krishna. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simad Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vacharini Nivashe Sasvanya Vadi Paskatya Tezatayani. I'm very happy to say a few words as a means of introduction. I became very much convinced that taking care of Krishna's devotees is the great need of the time. When I talked with His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj a few years ago about a very, very intelligent and well-conceived plan to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, we with a team of devotees, we had organized a system which would start with teaching people the first steps in their spiritual life, and then very systematically bringing them to very high levels. And I was very excited about it until Radhanath Maharaj stopped me. He said, like this. I was thinking, did I say something wrong? It was really like, hold on, hold on, hold on. And, Radhanath Maharaj has two sides in him. One is he's polite and he will agree to everything and anything in the universe. But another side is when he is on fire and he is convinced and he feels the other party is ready to accept or at least listen to him. I think we all have these two sides in us. One is where we are politely navigating our way through this life with the least trouble in mind. And the other is when we really feel convinced about something and we know the other person would be interested in our conviction. So Radhanath Maharaj was in the second gear, clearly. Hold on, hold on. And then he looked with eyes spewing fire or emitting fire on me and said, Sachinanand Swami, do you know what makes people come to Krishna consciousness and what makes them stay in Krishna consciousness? And, you know, from the way he said it, I understood that he thought I didn't know. So I knew this was one of these magic moments in life where you better don't say anything, but you just hear what the other person has to say to you. I said, I'm interested to hear your version. I said, with a big doses of German false ego, you know. Okay, then tell it. You know, like this. And he said, what makes people come to Krishna consciousness is not the philosophy. Yes, they hear the philosophy and it makes sense to them. But what ultimately moves them to become a member of Krishna consciousness is the people, the conviction, I want to be with these people rather with anyone else. These people, you know, just think about this in your own life. Imagine you have a brilliant talker who looks totally miserable to you. You feel, let him talk to other miserable people. I will go. I don't want to become like this by listening and following him. It's very simple. And then he said, and do you know why what people say when they leave Krishna consciousness? They don't say the philosophy didn't make sense any longer. They say, there was problem. I was hurt. I was disappointed, and this took amount of emotional crippling in my life, and I now need to go on. As I will try to show with some good quotations from Shastras, Maharaj was right, therefore. I'm very, very, very happy to be here and to assist you in whatever ways I can assist by talking about the community of care, in my word, or you could say the mentorship program, or you could say taking care of Krishna's devotees. You could express it in many things, and I want to talk about the spiritual value of taking care, because many of us are escapists. We have sky relationships. That means only Krishna, only Krishna, only Krishna. If we would only find him in this way, it would be all right. But Krishna says he first wants to see that we are devotees of his devotees, you know. So I will talk about this, and then I will go into very practical dimensions of taking care. I will try to deal with a few doubts. I will try to distinguish material relationships from spiritual relationships, and I will try to offer a wonderful, wonderful tip from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which at this moment has to remain a surprise. I mean, I can't tell you what it is. It will be a surprise. Thank you very much, and I'm looking very much forward to this, and I'm beaming with happiness for two reasons. One is because all of you, and the second is because Akhandati Prabhu is here. My ultimate mentor is in terms of education, in terms of leading devotees onwards in their spiritual journey. He was the first one who made this point when he called us in Radhadesh very early during a convention. He called to all of us devotees. He said, "We must train our devotees." He said like this, and he was shaking with intensity, and I took note of that and changed my life afterwards. So for two reasons, I think this is a wonderful opportunity for me, and Hare Krishna.